Welcome to the show, Entrepreneurs in Conversation with moi, Géraldine Juppé. I joyfully sit down every week with entrepreneurs, innovators, and creators to pick their brilliant, fascinating minds. My mission is to help them share their stories of struggle and success. The rich details from openly conversing serves as sound advice for us to hear and hopefully learn from. Enjoy the listen. Hey, I hope you're well today. I wanted to discuss something that is very, very important for anybody in life, the power of tribe and networking. When I started a couple of years ago, my biggest fear was to share what I was working on with the rest of the world. I was afraid to be the laughingstock because my business wasn't yet what I wanted it to be. But now I know that I was wrong about it. Really, that was really my own perception and my own wrong perception of things. And I didn't want anyone to know that, you know, I was working on something and what I was working on just in case it might fail. I was swirling into that imposter syndrome, but hey, who hasn't? Have you been in those shoes before? If you are like me, you might have kept projects to yourself in fear of jinxing them or if making mistakes. So you started your thing in your corner without telling anyone, right? Leaving the ups and downs of this journey on your own. Let me ask you something. If you took that path, how did you feel? Really, tell me, how did you feel? Or if you are on this journey now, how do you feel? What if you could make this journey a little bit easier? Wouldn't it be easier to have a circle where you can ask questions, good or bad, to be at ease to talk about all these challenges you have to face every single day? It took me forever. Really, like honestly, it took me forever to feel comfortable to do that, to create circles and build relationships. In life, like in business, you don't need 1.2 million of followers. Like for real, you don't need that. What you need is connections and relationships that will give you confidence and the power you need to move on throughout this very special journey. I mean, like Nietzsche says, invisible threads are the strongest ties. I spend way too much time hiding and I have learned. Let me tell you something. To grow a business, you need people. And you might be surprised how humans can be amazing once you ask for help. I mean, what do you have to lose anyway? Worst case scenario, you might hear a no, thank you, and that's it. The thing you need here, support from various circles of life. From your inner circles to your business circles, and this is how you grow by building your own communities. These human networks or connections are the most powerful assets you may have in your life and a precious resource that will lead you to success. Make sure to nurture those relationships. If there is one thing you need, is that. Trust me. In my humble opinion, I truly believe that nurturing relationships, connections, is key and essential, you know, in everything in life. Let me walk you through how I started growing my own network. Because I'm not from Quebec originally. Well, I had to explore and I had to learn. So the first thing I'll say, be bold. You know what? Because why not? Question yourself, what do you have to lose? Talking to James Nuffer and Vicky Saunders a couple of days ago confirmed that you need an extended circle of people to reach the high of your venture. Like James, coming from a different region of the world made me to learn the rope to connect, nurture, and find a place in the network. The second point would be, so be a community builder. You'll find wealth. Let me explain. So François Gilbert, famous Quebecer business angel, told me this once over a virtual coffee encounter. How many people do you count in your network? And I said, well, something like three-ish something, which seemed very decent from my standpoint, to be honest. He answered, well, I do have something like 20K plus. So keep growing your network. You'll need this. Indeed, we all need each other. We need people to grow. We need a community. People want to talk to people. That's my fourth point. Like, people really want to talk to people and not to businesses. So if you're building a platform, a brand, remember this. People appreciate humanity. Having learned from so many inspiring and successful entrepreneurs, for example, Rose from Luxy Natural Products shared once with me, I learned from my customers. This is how we grow. Again, you need a team of ambassadors. You need humans. You need people. Another thing I learned while reading Never Eat Alone from Keith Ferrazzi, it's better to give before you receive and never keep score. If your interactions are ruled by generosity, your rewards will follow suit. I mean, I truly believe that to grow my business, to grow my relationships and connections, generosity is key and essential. So practice that every single day. If you're building your new venture, you'll see amazing and, you know, incredible results. You need big and small circles to think, to be supported and to vent, to help and also be generous. So keep also in mind that business, as Keith Ferrazzi says, is a human enterprise driven and determined by people. So bottom line, in every way, in every stage, every step, and every, you know, corner of your business, your venture, and your life, you need humans, you need people. Another thing that you need to consider while building your community and extending your network, you need to challenge the status quo. I mean, what I mean by that is you'll find many people that will stand your way and that will probably won't like that. And you know that's okay. Yeah, really, that's okay. Embrace that too. It's part of the journey to agree, to disagree on ideas or things that are considered. You don't need to please everybody. You're not meant to please everybody. Get your questions answered when you don't know. Make sure of that. And create long-lasting relationships and friends is key. Again, I can't emphasize that enough, but it's essential and, you know, it will do great things for you. If there is one thing I should remember, one thing from Never Eat Alone, you must build your network long before you need it, which means you definitely need to make sure that you talk to people before you need this connection for anything that you need to grow, nurture in life. In time, you'll see that quality relationships are worth more than tons of meaningless relationships. Last thing, but not the least, in the very least, be you. I can't emphasize that enough. Be you. Be open, be authentic, and be vulnerable. You'll see it's key and it brings so much value to your relationships. If you're starting and growing your business, make sure to follow me on social and, you know, reach out. I'll be happy to answer. Bye for now. This is the end of the show. Share the show with your community. Make sure to listen to the next episode on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, and Anchor, and more. Follow us on Instagram at ecg.podcast and me, Geraldine JP. Follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you next time.